Library presents Nate the Great on the Owl Express by Marjorie Wyman Sharmet and Mitchell Sharmet. Read for you by John Lavelle. To each other and our long journey together. MWS, MS. To Marjorie and Mitchell, with thanks for the great pleasure of getting to come along on these wonderful trips with Nate, MW. Chapter 1. Curvy beak, pointy claws. I, Nate the Great, am a detective. Right now, I am a clickety-clack, rocking back and forth detective. I am on a train. My dog Sludge is with me. He is a detective too. We are on a case. We are bodyguards for an owl. Her name is Hoot. She belongs to my cousin, Olivia Sharp. The case started this morning. Sludge and I were visiting Olivia in San Francisco. Olivia is also a detective. This morning she said, Hoot needs to take a train to a special owl doctor in Los Angeles. A plane is faster, I said. Hoot doesn't like to fly, she said. I, Nate the Great, say that is a good enough reason for an owl to see a doctor. Olivia tossed her boa around her neck. She always wears a boa. Glad you think so, she said. Then she tossed her boa around my neck, looked me straight in the eye, and said, You'll take Hoot on the train for me. I know I can count on you. Olivia pulled me over to a covered birdcage. She lifted the cover. I looked into two huge, staring eyes. Then I saw a big head, a curvy beak, and sharp, pointy claws. What big eyes she has, I said. Yes, and she's easy to feed, Olivia said. She eats mice. You have told me, Nate the Great, more than I want to know. But Olivia wasn't finished. Chapter 2. Wanted, a bodyguard. I will catch up with you later, Olivia said. How? Where? When? When the time is right, she said. But for now, Willie will drive the three of you in my limo to the train station. Willie is Olivia's chauffeur. We had worked on another case together. I knew him well. Anything else I should know? I asked. Just one little thing, Olivia said. You'll be a bodyguard. What? Who am I guarding? Hoot, of course. Hoot? Why does Hoot need a bodyguard? Olivia handed me a piece of paper. Look at this, she said. I, Nate the Great, read. It will be a happy day when Hoot the owl flies away. Your neighbor. I said. Do you think someone in this building is trying to get rid of Hoot? Yes, and I made sure all the neighbors know that Hoot will be on the train today. So, if the note writer takes the train and tries to get at Hoot, we'll catch him or her. Good plan, I said. But why aren't you Hoot's bodyguard? Olivia tossed her boa. Because my neighbors know that I know what they look like. If they see me on the train, I might scare them off. That's why I need you. And that's how I, Nate the Great, became a bodyguard for an owl. Chapter 3. All aboard. Sludge and I got into the back of the limo. Willie was already in the front seat with a covered cage beside him. I was glad it was not beside me. Willie turned around. Miss Olivia wants Hoot to get a good day's sleep, he said. So, keep her cage covered. No problem, I said. But is an owl allowed on a train? And a dog?
Miss Olivia took care of everything, Willie said.